I often get asked what type of people contribute to the Surrey Residents Network blogs. And we have a wide range of contributors with the idea of trying to appeal to the widest possible audience. Now, we have a lot of, or quite a few local borough and county councillors who are quite interested in the blog because it's a good way for them to be able to communicate to the people who vote for them, I guess. But also, for example, we've got Councillor David Whitcroft, who is the ward councillor for Mitchett and Deepcut. He's done some fantastic blogs. In fact, he's quite a prolific blogger, is David. Recently, he's been blogging a lot about Deepcut and the redevelopment, and his knowledge in these things has been very useful to residents. Also, we've got a councillor, Duncan Clark, who's also a ward councillor for Mitchett and Deepcut. He was a little bit reluctant to blog it first because he wasn't quite sure, how to go about it. And with a little bit of coaxing, he now there's no stopping him. He's done five blogs so far. Some very interesting stuff he's put out there. And I'm hoping that we're going to get quite a lot more stuff from him in the future. But we also have everyday members of the public like Libby, who is a mum, a young mum. I think she lives in Frimley, and she's blogged about quite a lot of things that are important to her, in particular youth provision and giving things for young people to do. And that's something that's quite close to her heart. Now we also have the Lady Mayoress of Surrey Heath, Juliet May. She's better known as Juliet Foster, who's a very well-known broadcaster. She was a presenter on Sky News. She's working for the BBC on their business section at the moment, and she's put out some pretty good blogs. She's really keen to champion business in Surrey Heath, so she that tends to be her angle on identifying really cool and trendy businesses in the area and trying to promote those. She did a really good blog on the bag shop business Shabby Paws, which is a pet store. It's a little bit more than a pet store. They do all sorts of stuff there. They do dog walking. There's a poodle parlor there. Really cool shop. If you want to go and check that out, that's in Bagshot High Street. We also have Claire Porterfield, who was the Miss England semi-finalist last year. A fantastic ambassador for young people. Really, really intelligent girl who's put out some fantastic blogs there. She did one again about giving things for young people to do, she's definitely broken the mold about what they say about pretty blonde girls because Claire's really intelligent and has got some really interesting stuff to say. So well done to Claire there. We also had recently just a couple of days ago, Becky, who's a Deepcut resident, and did a video blog for us. Another fantastic ambassador for young people. And she did a 30-second blog post, 45-second blog post on what she felt were Deepcut needed. And she talked about giving things for young people to do and also sorting out the bus service here so that kids can go into Camberley and enjoy the cinema and the bowling and all the fantastic facilities that the Atrium offers young people now. And she spoke really, really well, and actually, she gave some of the professional broadcasters, if you will, like Michael Gove, who did a video blog for us not so long ago. She gave Michael Gove a run for his money. We also have Kevin Daly as one of our regular contributors. He's the chairman of the Mitchett, Frimley Green and Deepcut Society. He blogs about a lot of stuff, his original blog was about TAG Aviation over at Farnborough there. That's something that's quite close to his heart and something that he's very heavily involved in. Kevin's done quite a few blogs on that subject. We also have Nick Mitchell. Now, I met Mick via Twitter. He's quite a prolific a tweeter, and you know, he's over in Lightwater, and he's also a professional nanny, which is not usual for male people to be involved in, but he's a professional nanny. He's done quite a few blogs now, really good blogs. He tends to focus on things for parents with young children and things for them to do. He did a great blog on the Sandhurst Memorial Park, but also on the Frimley Lodge Miniature Railway and a load of other stuff that's in the area for people to do that's free and fun and that type of thing. The police have recognised what a valuable resource the residents' network is in getting out messages to you know, the members of the public, particularly appeals and that type of thing, but also just general stuff that the police are up to. Roger Nailed, who's the neighbourhood police inspector for Runnymede, again, I met Roger via Twitter. As really leading the way with social media and the police using social media, and I think that he's one to watch. He really is, because I think that the police will soon be using social media in a much bigger way, and I suspect they'll be looking to Roger for guidance on that, because he's putting out some fantastic stuff there. The MOD police, Chris Flint, has just set up a Twitter account, and he's started to tweet quite prolifically, put some really good stuff out there, and I'm hoping that Chris might agree to become a contributor on the blog soon too. But we also have a number of guest bloggers, so people who don't regularly blog but might have some one-off things to say, we'll put stuff on the blog. Now, Tony Hart is a good example of that. He's a wedding photographer based in Camberley. He likes to call himself a wedding photojournalist. And again, I met Tony via Twitter as a result of the Farnborough Air Show, because the Surrey Heath Residents website was asked to attend the Farnborough Air Show and do a bit of local coverage on that, particularly for the public days, but also on the trade days. I noticed quite a lot of photos that Tony was putting out on the aircraft that were flying over at Farnborough. And I've got to say, his images were stunning. They were absolutely amazing. And he was giving some of the die-hard professional aviation photographers a serious run for their money. I mean, his images were far better. And I've got to say that, you know, really, really impressive stuff. So I asked Tony if he, because we get asked to go to quite a lot of events and things, and I can't go to all of them. And we were invited to go to the Dunsfold Park, where the Harrier Junk Jet was developed, and they were doing an event there where the Harrier was making its final appearance, and I felt that Tony would be the best person to go anyway, even though I couldn't go. I wanted Tony to go anyway, because I wanted him to get some fantastic images of the day, which actually turned out to be a bit of a disaster because of fog, and he couldn't get any great images. But he still went along there, and he did a fantastic blog, and really captured the sort of sadness of the day, because you know, it was the Harrier's last day at Dunsfold, and I think Tony captured that brilliantly with his blog on that. We've also had quite a few sort of video bloggers, because people are very busy and don't have time really to blog all the time. So people like Michael Gough, for example, who attended the recent public meeting on Deep Cut. Michael came along to the public exhibition there, and also was a panelist on at the public meeting. And I said to Michael, you know, a lot of people can't make the event for whatever reason. You know, is there anything you want to say to local residents? And I'll post that up onto the I'll post that up on the blog there. So I got the video camera out. Michael spoke for about a minute and a half, 2 minutes on what he felt about Deep Cut and all the rest of it, and that was put up on the blog there that evening. So that was very useful, and I'm hoping that Michael will agree to do some more of those in the future, or podcasts even. And I've said in a previous podcast about Miriam Wakeley, who is a guest blogger on the site. She's talked about gypsies and travellers, which is a hot topic at the moment for various reasons. If there's anyone else out there who wants to contribute to the blog, there's lots of ways you can do that. You can either do it as a traditional blogger by writing something up about something you feel strongly about, or anything that you're interested in really. It needs to have a sort of local subject matter for it to be relevant. But even if you feel that you're not a writer, you could do a video blog or even a podcast like this one. So there's lots of different ways people can contribute to the blog, and more people are doing that.